A1 Movers Practice Test 3. Hello, this is Practice Test 3 for Cambridge English Movers. Look at Part 1. Now, look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
Look, Mr. Green, my friends are in a garden.
That's a beautiful picture. There are lots of trees.
Yes, there are.
Whose garden is it?
It's Julia's. She's the one with red hair.
Is she getting apples from the tree?
That's right. Julia loves apples.
Can you see the line? This is an example. Now, you listen and draw lines. 1. What's the name of the boy in a red t-shirt?
Which one? Do you mean the one with glasses? Hugo?
Yes, I mean him. He's getting pears from the tree.
That's Hugo.
Two. What's the name of the boy with blonde hair?
The boy who's helping Hugo is called Charlie.
Okay. He's taking the pears from Hugo.
That's Charlie.
Three. I know that girl. She's called Vicky.
You mean the girl sitting on the grass?
Yes. She's called Vicky. She's in my class.
Yes, that's right.
Four. Do you know the other children?
Yes, I do.
What about her? The little girl who is holding the bag of fruit.
The one with blonde hair?
Yes, she's wearing blue.
Oh, that's Claire. She's only 6.
Five. And this boy with curly red hair?
That's my brother, Matt.
What's Matt getting from the tree? It's a black fruit.
I don't know the name, but I like them.
Now, listen to Part 1 again. 1. What's the name of the boy in a red t-shirt?
Which one? Do you mean the one with glasses? Hugo?
Yes, I mean him. He's getting pears from the tree.
That's Hugo.
2. What's the name of the boy with blonde hair?
The boy who's helping Hugo is called Charlie.
Okay. He's taking the pears from Hugo.
That's Charlie.
3. I know that girl. She's called Vicky.
You mean the girl sitting on the grass?
Yes. She's called Vicky. She's in my class.
Yes, that's right.
4. Do you know the other children?
Yes, I do.
What about her? The little girl who is holding the bag of fruit.
The one with blonde hair?
Yes, she's wearing blue.
Oh, that's Claire. She's only 6.
5. And this boy with curly red hair?
That's my brother, Matt.
What's Matt getting from the tree? It's a black fruit.
I don't know the name, but I like them.
That is the end of part one. Part two. Listen and look. There is one example.
Okay, children. We're going now.
Are we going by car?
No, we're going on the train.
Cool. I love trains.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write. 1.
What's the zoo called?
Animal House.
Sorry?
Animal House. House.
I can spell house.
Two.
How many animals are there at the zoo?
It's on the ticket. Look. We have 80 animals from all places in the world.
18.
No, 80.
That's a lot.
3.
Is there a monkey tea party?
Yes. I told you yesterday.
Cool. What time is it?
4 in the afternoon, I think. Yes. 4.
Four.
What are the biggest animals? Have they got whales?
No, I think the biggest animals are the elephants.
I don't like elephants. They are ugly.
There are lots of other big animals.
5.
Come on, children. We must get in the car now, or we'll miss the train.
I want to give fish to the dolphins.
You can't give the animals food.
Really?
Yes. It says on the ticket, please do not give the animals food. It is bad for them.
Food is good.
Yes, but they must have the correct food.
2. Listen to part 2 again. 1.
What's the zoo called?
Animal House.
Sorry?
Animal House. House.
I can spell house.
2.
How many animals are there at the zoo?
It's on the ticket. Look. We have 80 animals from all places in the world.
18.
No, 80.
That's a lot.
3.
Is there a monkey tea party?
Yes. I told you yesterday.
Cool. What time is it?
4 in the afternoon, I think. Yes. 4.
Four.
What are the biggest animals? Have they got whales?
No, I think the biggest animals are the elephants.
I don't like elephants. They are ugly.
There are lots of other big animals.
Five.
Come on, children. We must get in the car now, or we'll miss the train.
I want to give fish to the dolphins.
You can't give the animals food.
Really?
Yes. It says on the ticket, please do not give the animals food. It is bad for them.
Food is good.
Yes, but they must have the correct food.
That is the end of part two. Part three. Listen and look. There is one example. Mary is talking to Peter about her birthday last week. What presents did her family and friends give her?
Was it your birthday last week, Mary?
Yes, it was. I got lots of presents. Look, I've got some of them here.
What did your parents give you?
I got a computer game from them. It's cool.
What's it called?
Alien World.
I've got that game.
Can you see the letter C? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
What about your brother and your sister?
My brother gave me a book. It's about birds. It's good.
I like reading about birds.
And my sister gave me...
The robot? The boat?
No, she gave me a kite. We can fly it this afternoon.
Great! Who gave you the robot?
That was my aunt. She knows that I like robots.
What can it do?
It can walk and pick things up. It's very clever.
Did you get any presents from friends?
Yes, Sally, my best friend, gave me a football.
Do you like football?
No, she thought it was funny. Oh, and Daisy from my class?
Yes.
She gave me chocolate. Do you want some?
Yes, please.
Now, listen to part three again.
What about your brother? And your sister?
My brother gave me a book. It's about birds. It's good.
I like reading about birds.
And my sister gave me...
The robot? The boat?
No, she gave me a kite. We can fly it this afternoon.
Great. Who gave you the robot?
That was my aunt. She knows that I like robots.
What can it do?
It can walk and pick things up. It's very clever.
Did you get any presents from friends?
Yes, Sally, my best friend, gave me a football.
Do you like football?
No, she thought it was funny. Oh, and Daisy from my class?
Yes.
She gave me chocolate. Do you want some?
Yes, please.
That is the end of part three. Part four. Look at the pictures. Listen and look. There is one example. What was the weather like yesterday?
We had a nice day yesterday, Dad.
Yes, we did. It was good in the park.
The weather was okay. It wasn't cold.
No, it was cloudy, but it didn't rain. Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. 1. What does Jim want?
Are you hungry, Jim?
Yes, I am. What can I have?
We've got pasta, noodles, soup.
I don't want soup.
Have some pasta then.
Okay.
2. What's the matter with Mark?
Are you okay, Mark?
Not really. I'm ill.
What's the matter? Does your stomach hurt?
No.
Have you got a temperature?
I don't know. I've got a headache.
3. Which film did Jane see?
Did you watch television last night, Jane?
Yes, I did. I watched a film with my parents.
What did you see?
I don't know the name.
Was it a funny film?
No, it was about animals. Tigers.
Tigers are scary.
Yes, but this film wasn't scary. It was about a family of tigers.
4. What did Lucy see at the beach?
I went to the beach at the weekend.
Did you? Was it sunny?
Yes, it was beautiful.
Did you get any nice shells?
No, I love shells, but I didn't see any. But I did see a shark.
Really? A shark?
Yes, in the sea, not on the beach.
That's good. 5. Where does Sam take his dog every Saturday?
Have you got a dog, Sam?
Yes, he's white and he's called Snowy.
Do you take him for walks every day?
Not every day, but I always take him to the park on Saturday.
That's nice.
We play football on the grass. He's good at football, for a dog.
Now, listen to part four again. 1. What does Jim want?
Are you hungry, Jim?
Yes, I am. What can I have?
We've got pasta, noodles, soup.
I don't want soup.
Have some pasta then.
Okay.
2. What's the matter with Mark?
Are you okay, Mark?
Not really. I'm ill.
What's the matter? Does your stomach hurt?
No.
Have you got a temperature?
I don't know. I've got a headache.
3. Which film did Jane see?
Did you watch television last night, Jane?
Yes, I did. I watched a film with my parents.
What did you see?
I don't know the name.
Was it a funny film?
No, it was about animals. Tigers.
Tigers are scary.
Yes, but this film wasn't scary. It was about a family of tigers.
4. What did Lucy see at the beach?
I went to the beach at the weekend.
Did you? Was it sunny?
Yes, it was beautiful.
Did you get any nice shells?
No, I love shells, but I didn't see any. But I did see a shark.
Really? A shark?
Yes, in the sea, not on the beach.
That's good. 5. Where does Sam take his dog every Saturday?
Have you got a dog, Sam?
Yes, he's white and he's called Snowy.
Do you take him for walks every day?
Not every day, but I always take him to the park on Saturday.
That's nice.
We play football on the grass. He's good at football, for a dog.
That is the end of part 4. Part 5. Look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example. That's a good picture. Lots of different animals.
Yes, I love animals.
Are you colouring the picture now?
Yes.
Can you start with the 4 trees at the back?
Oh, yes. Can I colour the leaves green?
Yes, that's a good idea. Colour them green. Can you see the green leaves on the 4 trees? This is an example. Now listen and colour and write. 1. Now, I'd like you to colour the lion's body.
Only the lion's body?
Yes. Colour it with your orange pencil, please.
OK.
Two.
Can I colour the hippo now?
All right. Colour the hippo pink.
Are hippos pink?
Yes, sometimes.
Great.
Three.
There's a terrible snake behind the hippo.
Yes. What colour do you want to make it?
Can I make it red? Red is a scary colour.
Okay. Four. The animals are in a park.
Yes, they are.
Do you want to give it a name?
Okay.
Let's call it Sunny Park.
Can I write it?
Yes. S-U-N-N-Y. Five. And now we have the two lizards.
Where are the lizards?
One is near the lion and the other is near the giraffe.
Oh, yes.
Colour them brown.
Okay.
That's beautiful. Now, listen to part five again. One. Now, I'd like you to colour the lion's body.
Only the lion's body?
Yes. Colour it with your orange pencil, please.
Okay.
Two.
Can I colour the hippo now?
All right. Colour the hippo pink.
Are hippos pink?
Yes, sometimes.
Great.
Three.
There's a terrible snake behind the hippo.
Yes. What colour do you want to make it?
Can I make it red? Red is a scary colour.
Okay. Four. The animals are in a park.
Yes, they are.
Do you want to give it a name?
Okay.
Let's call it Sunny Park.
Can I write it?
Yes. S-U-N-N-Y. Five. And now we have the two lizards.
Where are the lizards?
One is near the lion and the other is near the giraffe.
Oh, yes.
Colour them brown.
Okay.
That's beautiful. That is the end of the Movers Listening Test.